In this very special episode, you'll be introduced to your new host of Bamboo Insights. You will also discover how bamboo, in addition to its wonderful properties for healing our planet, can be used to enhance the joy in our lives and at the same time revitalize and preserve valuable cultural aspects. Bamboo Insights. Valuable knowledge from amazing experts. Hello, dear listeners. I'm Sylvia, and today I'm hosting this podcast for the last time. My guest today is also the new host of Bamboo Insights, and I'm thrilled to introduce the wonderful Ayaka Yamashita to you. In this conversation with Ayaka, we'll explore Ayaka's connection to bamboo and her journey that brought her to Empowerment Bamboo, how bamboo instruments embody indigenous wisdom and community spirit, the challenges and solutions in conserving cultural heritage through bamboo, and the transformative power of bamboo in blending tradition with modernity. And now, enjoy the show. Very, very welcome, dear Ayaka, here on Bamboo Insights. It's so nice to have you here.
Hi, nice meeting you.
As I mentioned in the introduction, my welcome today is on two levels. Firstly, it's a welcome to you as my guest for today's podcast. And secondly, as a welcome to you as the new host of this podcast. So I can say I'm doubly excited today. And I think me and also our listeners are very curious to learn more about your journey with bamboo, your connection to bamboo, and your journey that brought you to Empowerment Bamboo and to be the new host of this podcast. Please tell us something about that, Ayaka.
Sure. Hi, everyone. My name is Ayaka. I'm working on bamboo for, let's say, 12 years. Since 12, 13 years now, I've been working in the Philippines, preserving the bamboo musical instrument of the indigenous communities. And then I was really moved by the sound of the bamboo musical instrument. First time I heard, it was really beautiful sound, tender sound, but like they can also sound like very dynamic. It's not just flute or like percussion. It has all sorts of different types of sound. And then I was really amazed by like how much sound like bamboo can make. And then I was more amazed and inspired that those instruments, of course some instruments you play alone, but again most of them are communal. It's like you cannot play alone, you have to play with everyone. And then eventually, I learned that those instruments are connected to the indigenous wisdom. The first instrument I encountered was a Filipino, a Kalinga bamboo musical instruments from that indigenous tribe. Again, I already mentioned the Kalinga, but the Kalinga people. And then bamboo musical instruments are used for the ritual. And then the ritual is connected to, of course, in the indigenous wisdom. And then, so I was really inspired. I just keep using the word inspired and amazed, but like that was my true feeling for the first encounter to the bamboo. I was just, and then I got really curious about how the depth of the bamboo world. And then, so that's my personal connection to the bamboo. 13 years back, 2012. So it's like in 2010, sorry. Like, and it's a 2010 I encountered, and then 2012, like we founded the organization. So it's a quite major, like 13 years, no 14 years. Like I've already messed up the years. And then while I'm working on bamboo, I learned how bamboo connects people, wisdom, and knowledge. And then that leads to a people's sustainable lifestyle living. And when I heard about the Empowerment Bamboo from the Suzanne Lucas, the World Bamboo Organization's president, I was so excited because I thought that through this program, I can or we can share that diverse wisdom, knowledge that bamboo encompasses. And then that is something I'm really, I was inspired in, but also I'm really passionate about, like, spreading those wisdom of the bamboo to this world. So.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. And I really love that you mention some kind of other aspect of bamboo that we didn't have at the podcast so far. The point that bamboo can make our world not only better in terms of sustainability and so on, but also more beautiful. Can you please tell us more about this and perhaps in this context, something about what Edaya is exactly and what you do with that company?
Yes. So, how we started is, as I mentioned, it was from the bamboo musical instrument preservation, conservations, and then transmitting the music itself and the instrument to the next generations. So it's an education aspect of it, but of course, again, teaching always involved the beauty of how to say, like, incorporating the children's curiosities and then everyone's passion. So, like, and that is one way I could say, like, in this bamboo somehow connected into the beauty. But, like, we thought that it's not enough just teaching or sharing that old tradition as it is. So what we thought about is to creating that artwork out of it too. Like, we made a jewelry inspired by the shape of the bamboo musical instruments. And we use that one as a representation of what we wanted to share to the world. Maybe nowadays bamboo has more better image, of course, in sustainable perspectives, and somehow people acknowledge that bamboo is useful in many aspects, but only recently, I think, because of, like, all those climate change movements and things like that. But, like, when I started, maybe, like, in 12 years, 14 years back, especially in the developing countries, like in the Philippines, bamboos are considered a poor man's materials. People who are, because of poor people living in the bamboo house, and then bamboo was just like, people think it is no values, it's not beautiful at all. It's just like in maybe trash, like, and it just really didn't have any, like, good image. So, but if you, we started from the music and then jewelry, something like people would think instantly something beautiful connected into something inspiring, something like beautiful. So that is something that we wanted to start from. Like, and then we wanted the young generation's interest. Like, we wanted the young people's to be interested in bamboo first by making or transforming the bamboo something beautiful. So that is the story. Maybe I could share for how we started and then that how we think bamboo something beautiful.
Yes, I really love this aspect. It's so nice. Okay, and perhaps you can tell us something now how your academic research on landscape and sound is connected with your practical work.
We started our work from the preserving the bamboo musical instruments itself, music, and then also transforming to the jewelry. But also at the same time, we really did the research about that, how it is used, in the rituals. As I said, that bamboo musical instrument is used in the ritual, and then the ritual itself is connected to all the traditional wisdom and knowledge of the indigenous community of the Kalinga people. And then I see that a bamboo musical instrument as a representation of all the system of that how people manage the nature and then the culture and then society.
Mm-hmm.
So all those holistic system itself is I'm interested in academics.
Mm-hmm.
So that the landscape is you can see the landscape in many we can define the landscape in many ways, and then that is too much of that detail, so I'm not going to go for today, but like, I think I'm interested in that to see the landscape as a more holistic practices of the people,
mm-hmm.
Culture, nature, and then that the how the society works. So it's a system itself, and then I'm really interested in to dig in that. And then how, of course, like sound is connected. My interest started from the bamboo musical instruments, but like I'm expanding or more dig deeper that how sonic perception of a people is related to landscape understanding and also perhaps connected to the preservation of the landscape itself. A landscape and then go beyond to the systems. It's
mm-hmm.
still like, and I'm working on this topic, and then like it's not super clear then, but I'm trying to dig in that this topic.
Okay, that sounds very interesting. Let's talk about the challenges you have faced so far and your solutions to that. What are the big challenges in your mission to revitalize and conserve culture through bamboo?
What I'm doing is really trying to connect the old and the new, because you cannot preserve the old things as it is. The culture changes, tradition changes, of course people changes, time changes, everything it changes.
Mm-hmm.
And then so you cannot just conserve or preserve as it is. You has to, maybe I would use maybe critically or innovatively preserve or conserve so that we can bridge it to the next generations. So I would say we are not just trying to teach something from the ancient times. Like it's a living culture, living things.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but no one has an answer how the future will be. So basically we have to think about like, and it's how we want to connect that old into the new. And
mm-hmm.
then we don't know whether or not we are on the right path. What we're doing is right or not. Like we don't know, but we have to do it. And then that maybe our children and that next generation, next generation, future generation can only tell like what we have been done is correct or not. So
mm-hmm.
biggest challenge is like, is we just believe in what we are doing is the right things, has an impact probably, and then that we are telling we have to believe in ourselves that we are doing in the right way. So but I'm hoping that and then we hope that the young generation can learn from us, and then hope they can continue doing this type of work. But the problem, probably, I would say, is that the cultural work doesn't create much money. That's why a lot of the peoples are away from the maybe crafts, like a musical instrument is also craft work, right? Like, and not so many peoples are interested in making crafts or working on culture, because it doesn't create much money. Then that's probably one big problems, and then the other one is people's lifestyle has been changed a lot already, and then a lot of the indigenous wisdom is associated with the traditional lifestyle. People nowadays, we cannot just say that you don't go to the hospital and then to go under that ritual. We cannot just say that, but some of the bamboo musical instrument, let's say tongaton, it's a healing ritual. We use it for the healing rituals, and it's a beautiful sound. And then it's, you have to play with at least six people. But again, it's that in a village, I heard from the village elders, they used to play like whole village play for all nights, and then it's more like a trance music. But there was a meaning at the time because you wanted to heal the souls of the spirits, and then that to heal that sick person. But nowadays, people would probably go to the hospital. We can still keep the rituals, but like it's not that still as used to be. So there's already a changes, and then there's all the modernization, globalization affects a lot to that to every aspect of our life, and then we cannot stop that. So how we can coexist with those kind of traditional practices and then that modern practices or modernization, globalization all together to make make the world beautiful. That is something challenging.
Yes, I understand that. I think it's new every day to combine the new and the old. It's very interesting because our world is changing so fast, and I think a combination, the example of the hospital is very interesting. You can go to the hospital and have healing sounds at the same time. It's perfect if you combine both.
But again, some of the practices are already, how to say, that in order to do the healing rituals, there's, I think, that the shaman needed that the not, of course, in the bamboo, but it's also more deeper stories, not just like a healing sound of it. And then it's actually a lot of deeper, like, ways of life is there. But so yeah, like, and it's very difficult, like, and how we can combine it together or like and coexist those practices together. And then, but it's an yeah, like nice. I as an idea, it's nice to bring that music only. But like, if it's a music only, that is probably
Everything
how we can
connects to
tell that story
everything.
behind.
You
Also,
always learn that
again,
from bamboo.
so that's a challenge.
Okay, so we have talked about the challenges, and now I really would love to hear something about an experience where you felt that your work with bamboo truly made a positive impact on a community or on an individual. Please share some kind of nice example with us.
So one, I myself was, I was moved, and then so bamboo has been my passion for over 10 years, and then that sound of the bamboo, how the bamboo connects the people. I met a lot of beautiful people through bamboos, and of course, like bamboo, World Bamboo Congress, there's a lot of peoples, and then this empowerment bamboo, which will bring like an which just started, but again, it will bring a lot of beautiful people together, I believe. And then, but for our own practices, like we've been celebrating that Cordillera Bamboo Day. Cordillera is a name of the region in the Philippines where we are working. And then, but we've been celebrating that the Bamboo Day for since 2015. And then every year we do a different topics, and we combine, and then we invite the people from elementary kids to the elders and everyone from the community gather around the bamboos, and then to play the music together, bamboo musical instrument together, cook together with the bamboos, and then all those we can utilize all our senses connected to the bamboos to share the moments. And I think the pure joy and the happiness comes from that eating together, playing together, and then that bamboo can host all of that. Is I think it's really interesting and then beautiful things. Like, and then I myself has been
Oh, wonderful.
experienced
Thank you
that, and
so
then I
much for
think that
sharing
has been a
this.
pure
Okay,
joy
and
and
we are
happiness for
already at the end of our time together here on Bamboo Insights.
Yeah.
And so do you have some kind of closing message for our listeners?
Yeah. I'm really excited to joining that Empowerment Bamboo team and then to host this program. I believe the bamboo has a wisdom power, in a nice power to connect the peoples and then the world together. So let's learn together. Let's embrace each other's through the wisdom of bamboo together.
Thank you so much for listening. I'm certain you understand much better now the cultural importance of bamboo in music and tradition, bamboo's role in community and sustainability, and how bamboo can bridge the gap between the old and the new. If you are vibing with what Ayaka shared with us, here's what you can do next. Visit Ayaka's website and learn more about Idaya and or connect to Ayaka on LinkedIn. You will find the links under the podcast. And of course, discuss the various aspects of this episode with other listeners in our Facebook group. The link also under the podcast. And last but not least, make sure to join the next Empowerment Bamboo workshop on February the 3rd. And of course, tune in next Monday. See you.